From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Minnesota Music Memories, a musical time machine featuring the sounds of the 50s, 60s, and 70s from the land of 10,000 lakes. Minnesota Music Memories, supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here are your hosts, Carl Unbehown and Glenn Broggett.
Satan in the jungle heard a message of the throne. Some cat wants my baby to go for some fun. He's asking her for moonlight swim. Hey, you wait and see, I'm gonna get him. Jungle fever, yeah, 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 jungle fever. Whoa, whoa, whoa. They asking me what happened to him. I'm shaking my head and saying, what's the thing, jungle fever? Well, I'm a-walking through the jungle with that baby of mine. And this nut nearly hit me swinging through on a vine. I started into chasing, but he ran like a breeze. He was even shaking coconuts out of the trees. Jungle fever, yeah, 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 jungle fever. Oh, 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 oh. They asking me what happened to him. I'm shaking my head and saying, what's the thing, jungle fever? I'm a-walking through the jungle with a spirit in my side. I'm gonna get that cat from the other tribe. He thinks he's pretty doggone smart, but I'll get him in the belly with a poison for dark. Jungle fever, yeah, 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 jungle fever. Whoa, 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 whoa. They asking me what happened to him. I'm shaking my head and saying, must have been jungle fever, jungle fever. Taking brutal and the witch doctor said,
now here's the way that you shrink ahead.
That cat bugs my baby anymore. I have his head hanging outside my door. Jungle fever, yeah, 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 jungle fever. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When they asking me what happened to him, I shake my head and say, it must have been jungle fever.
Well, what happened to him, son? I really don't know what happened to him. It must have been the Zoomerang jungle fever that got him.
Getting things underway this week, that was Soma recording artist Renee Waters from 1964 with the Zoomerang Jungle Fever. What a way to kick off this edition of Minnesota Music Memories from Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. You can check out our website at radionorthland.org. Yes, this is Minnesota Music Memories. We play plenty of music from the great state of Minnesota. For the most part, we hit you with the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and from time to time, I'll dip into some music that I'm a little bit more familiar with, that I grew up with from the 80s and 90s, but it's all about the great history of Minnesota as far as the music. Yeah, popular music, all kinds of different genres, and of course, from time to time, we do play some of those border states that made up a great upper Midwest musical scene in the decades of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Yes, we started off with Soma Records, of course, the Soma Record Company out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Oh, yeah, good stuff. Soma, you know, actually was Amos, spelled backwards. Did you know that? It was owned by wholesale record distributor Amos Heliker. He and along with his brother Danny were in the jukebox and wholesale record distribution business, and at one time actually owned, if you were down there at the time and you were in the Twin Cities area, the Musicland chain of retail music stores. Soma got started in 1954 with mainly records that had featured polka music, old-time country, western, and jazz groups. But its first big hit, the label first big pay dirt hit, was courtesy of Bobby V in 1959, his Susie Baby. It became a regional smash, and then, of course, Bobby V's star rose significantly, and Liberty Records bought up the master and ended up issuing it nationally. This record label is known for lots of great stuff, like Liar Liar by the Castaways, The Fenderman with Muleskinner Blues, of course, The Surf and Bird by the Trashmen, Run, Run, Run by the Gestures, so much great, great music that was put out from about 1954 up into the mid-1960s. And for the first set of this week's program, I've decided I'm going to take a nice four tracks here from a couple of various Soma record compilations. And these compilations were called The Big Hits of Mid-America. And the two volumes I'm going to pull some cuts for were definitely jam-packed, full of some really great music. And it's really fun to go visit it and listen to it once again. And if you want to get a really significant collection of Soma Records music on CD, check out the Big Hits of Mid-America full Soma Records story box set. It's a fantastic collection. I've borrowed it from a couple of people who have owned it, and it's good stuff. And it's really something for you to check out, the story of Soma Records, 63 to 67. Well, now you want to hear music? Okay, let's play some of the popular label mates at the time from Soma. We've got Dale Menton and the Gestures on the way for you. We'll hear the Chancellors, the Accents. And right now, let's get things started with some sweet words of love. We're kind of starting with a little more on the slower side as far as the tracks go. I guess it's, saying goodbye to summer and getting into fall kind of mellows me out. But let's get into it. Here are those underbeats with the sweet words of love. It's Minnesota Music Memories. So glad to have you aboard. Let's get into the old time trip. Watch your step.
Will you be on in a whirl. You made my temperature rise. Forget about the others. Let's take a chance. Be true to one another. Try a little romance. A little romance, a little too. So come on, baby, let's take a chance. Be true to one another and try a little romance. A little romance, a little too. So come on, baby, let's take a chance. Be true to one another, try a little romance. Hey!
Minnesota Music Memories, going back to 1964 there to wrap up our set of songs that were featured on Soma Record Compilation's Big Hits of Mid-America, Volumes 1 and 2. That was Dale Menton and the Gestures from 64, recorded at K-Bank Studios in Minneapolis. That was, those sessions were right around that same time for this song and a few others. Right around that time, they released probably their biggest hit, recorded and released their biggest hit, Run, 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 a song that was not only a big one in the Midwest and the Twin Cities, but actually had a good run on across the boards, nationwide, where it landed in and around the top 40 for them in 1964. Oh, also in our Soma-fueled set, we heard from the Chancellors, a group that first got together in the St. Louis Park area in 1962. They were first known as the Continentals. They ended up in 63 changing their name to the Chancellors due to just a sheer overabundance of other bands that were in that scene scratching and surviving for Midwest turf and supremacy that were using the Continental moniker. So it was the Continental this, Continental that. So the Chancellors figured, hey, let's not create any further confusion. Let's just have some fun and just be the Chancellors. And the Chancellors first got their big break by way of Path Productions. They produced their session back in October of 64 at K-Bank Studios that yielded Little Latin Loopy Lou, a cover of the Righteous Brothers tune, Yo-Yo, So Fine, Surf Beat, Charlie Brown, and I Can Tell. Now, that Chancellors cover of that Righteous Brothers tune, Little Latin Loopy Lou, did quite well in the Twin Cities market. In fact, from its success in the Twin Cities market, it actually was in the top 40 in other big markets like Chicago, Kansas City, Omaha, and St. Louis. So it did quite well. They went back into the studio in 65. The cut that we chose was a B-side of a single called So Fine. It was the Bo Diddley's track, I'm a Man. They put that together. They actually released that in May of 1965, and it reached the top 40 on the Mid-American charts. Also in that set, we played a little something from a group that first got together in 1968 in the Bloomington area. We are talking about the Accents, and Wherever There's a Will, and the Underbeats got things going on and got it going on right with Sweet Words of Love. Okay, now we're going to kind of tweak the formula a little bit more. We're going to have a little fun. We've got an instrumental on the way from the HT3. We're going to get slightly psychedelicized, slightly rocked out, a little acid rock in there from TC Atlantic. We're going to be hearing a Joe Tex cover by a group whose name is a bit of a tongue twister, the Chanticleers.
I can't believe I said that and got it on the first take. Okay, we go from the Chanticleers to the Shandells with a goofy, fun little novelty song. As we're getting closer to Halloween, it is kind of fun to dig up some old novelty tunes that actually meet the format requirements of Minnesota Music Memories. Let's get it on, not the Standells, but the Shandells with Go, Go, Gorilla. Look out for that banana peel, Gorilla.
And you do the gorilla by watching me now. Go, 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 gorilla, go, 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 gorilla, go, 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 gorilla, go, 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 because I do it to the monkey and I want to see now. And you just saw a gorilla by watching me now. Well, I'm going, go, 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 gorilla, go. Show me a woman that's got a good man. Now show me.
On the street below, faces hanging low. From my room I see them die, traveling into darkness, day by day. Children play, chasing in the world with the game they play. As I sit and watch them grow, I see all their faces. Faces, tell me what you've seen. Faces, tell me what you
That was music from TC Atlantic on Minnesota Music Memories. Really digging that tune called Faces, a song that has really attained some cult status of its own and has been featured on various psychedelic rock compilations, most notably the series put out called Pebbles. And that's kind of like, Rhino Records has their Nuggets. Well, this one company overseas has a little thing called Pebbles. Check it out. TC Atlantic, quick info, one of the biggest groups in Minneapolis in the mid to late 1960s. They did a few singles. They also are known for a really cool live album that was heard not too far outside of the area. So it was pretty much a plugged-in Midwest sort of thing. They did manage to cut one song, the song I just played, that deservedly became a well-known track by those 1960s record collectors and was one of the finest garage rock psychedelic 45s to have been released, to have never been heard, as that old saying goes. All right, before that, we heard a little something called Cool Breeze from the HT3, featured on a compilation put out by August Records back in 1967 called Money Music. And lots of good stuff on that compilation, including music from the Underbeat, CEA Quintet, Castaways, Calico Wall, and the Seraphic Street Sound, just to name a few of the artists who were featured. The Chanticleers. Now, what is a Chanticleer? Well, it was the name of the rooster in the tale of Reynard the Fox. Bet you didn't know that. Bet you're going to go look and find out what the heck's Reynard the Fox. Well, the old school would probably know that one much, much better. Chanticleers stopped by with a Joe Tex cover from 67 called Show Me. And we heard the Shandells by way of Wisconsin with Go, Go, Gorilla. And that's what we're doing. Go, go, going through another set of music. And we've got another fine set here to wrap up the party this week. It's an extended set as we branch out and get further into the late 1960s. Of course, we're going to get ourselves lost in a whole bunch of psychedelia. on this crazy trip to wrap up the program this week, I've got a few lined up that you will, like, I dare say, enjoy. We're going to hear music from The Litter, of course, one of Minneapolis's most popular garage bands, well known for their big hit single, 67's Action Woman. We're going to take a little something off of the album that was released right around the time of Action Woman, the single getting its release, called Distortions, the name of the record. A lot of people think that this was one of their most solid albums out of their back catalog. A very cool garage rocker worth owning. And it's similar to some of the stuff that we played beforehand. The group we just got done playing, TC Atlantic. So listen to this track I'll be playing later on from The Litter and compare it to TC Atlantic's Faces that I just played a few moments ago. We've got a lost psychedelic rock outfit by the name of the CA Quintet. They tried to bring their psychedelic masterpiece to the masses, and they just failed to catch any real notoriety during their heyday, their album Trip Through Hell. I've mentioned on previous episodes, sold maybe 1,000 copies back in the day. Yeah, it was a locally produced record produced down in the Twin Cities. And 500 copies were sold in its original pressing on the Candy Floss label. And while it didn't sell early on, I guess time and people discovering it, another new generation of psychedelic fans discovering it, really helped to bring it quite a degree of cult success, a cult favorite, an underground sort of buzz. And CA Quintet's record, if you haven't checked it out, Trip Through Hell, it is definitely worth your time if you're a psychedelic rock fan. We're going to play the title track. We're going to play both parts 1 and 2. It gets a bit on the lengthy side, but that's what psychedelic music really was. Just having a lot of cool stuff, a lot of crazy noise. And, you know, they didn't really look at the clock, per se. They weren't going for that AM favorites type of vibe. No, not at all. And we're going to play you two now from a group we've played in the past called The Still Rovin'. There's a nice collection put out by Sundazed of their back catalog of work. They first got together in 65, some high school kids, getting together in Robbinsdale. They were originally known as The Syndicate. They made it through a few I guess personnel changes, and they eventually decided on changing their name to The Still Rovin'. And it was about 1967, you know, kind of capitalizing on the summer of love and all the fun stuff, that they went into Dove Recording Studio in Bloomington and recorded some great singles. And we are going to get into something from The Still Rovin'. Well, this is a lovely, lovely double dip. From 68, we got The Girl in Blonde, and right now from their debut, here we go, The Still Rovin' with Lighten Up. You've been listening to Minnesota Music Memories. I do want to thank you for joining the party, and you're always welcome to come back again. Just remember to, I guess, be good to yourself, be good to everyone around you, and always, when given the opportunity, share the gift of music. It doesn't matter what generation it is. If there's somebody with a pair of ears that wants to hear some great nostalgic stuff, never be afraid of contributing to their musical education, young and old alike. Here are The Still Rovin'. This is Lighten Up, Man.
Better way to see just how happy you can be, yeah. To a girl in don't know what to do. Baby, I got a problem. I don't know what to do. Can't find no words to describe you, woman. Not like I could use. I'm gonna search the dictionary, find the words to you. I'm gonna search the dictionary, find the words to use. Woman, you defy me. There's nothing I can do.
Pioneer 90.1 FM, KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. You've been listening to Minnesota Music Memories. Minnesota Music Memories was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 Studios, located in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. If you would like to check out this episode and other episodes of Minnesota Music Memories, you can head to our website, radionorthland.org, and see for yourself. Minnesota Music Memories is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Minnesota Music Memories, this has been Glenn Broggett. So long for now. We'll see you next week on Minnesota Music Memories.